So we have a wondrous treasure in Scripture tonight, wondrous treasure from the Gospel of Luke. And speaking about the disciples, and it's actually the reading we had last Sunday of the Emmaus story. And, you know, I have to admit, when we read it, I'm thinking, the disciples would have said to the apostles, "We have seen the Lord. We saw him on the way." I mean, that's what it would have been like. And they would have said to them, this is what Jesus was telling us on the way. We didn't realize that he was speaking to us about the love of God. We didn't know until all of a sudden he appeared to us. And there he was. Wow. What a moment. And then to have, within that moment of telling, Jesus appeared to all of them. To all of them. And to have that moment be a moment of the resurrection, to really touch them. And that's the first step for us in this Eucharist, is that we allow Jesus to be risen in our lives. We allow Jesus to touch us in our lives right now, whatever is going on in our lives, whether it's family, work, whatever. Thunderstorm is about to happen tonight. Whatever it is, to let the Lord Jesus, risen from the dead, touch that moment of our lives. Because that's the moment of faith. That's the moment of healing and peace. That's the moment of the love of God truly coming to us. And he says to each of us, if you think I don't know what you're going through, and if you think I don't know what's happening in your life, look at my hands, look at my side, and look at my feet. I know. I know. And believe that he who died on that cross is risen from the dead in my life, in your life. That's what makes all the difference in the world. Now, I have to admit, this is one of the things that I forget to do in prayer. I do. You get involved in stuff, or you have whatever problem or difficulty we struggle with, and we really get into it. And the challenge is to let the Lord Jesus touch that moment. To let the Lord Jesus touch the moment, especially with the resurrection. Because that's what changes everything. It really does. That's what brings God's peace. That's what brings God's healing. That's what brings God's forgiveness. That's what brings especially the touch of God's love. You can almost imagine the disciples standing around Jesus and he's saying, "Here, come, touch me." And they probably all went up and touched him. And that's the invitation for us, to all of us during this Eucharist, to come and touch him. And let his love flow into us. And especially let the Spirit of the Resurrection flow into us. That we may have faith. That we may have hope. And that we may have that kind of love. To be able to give our lives in faith for him. In a special way. And then he gives a mission to the disciples. He said, "Now, go forth and preach repentance for sin. For I have come and I have brought God's forgiveness to all." And so even on that level, if we've got something that's been bugging us, or we have something that's a perpetual sin that comes over and over again and we have to confess every single time, it's time to let the resurrection touch it. It's time to let Jesus, risen from the dead, touch that moment and bring healing and peace and change to that moment. And touch us in a way maybe we've never let him touch us before. Because it is a celebration of the life of God in our lives. This flowing fountain is a symbol of that. Surrounded by Easter lilies, this Easter candle is a symbol of that moment in our lives when we were baptized in Christ Jesus and each of us became sons and daughters of God. And in that moment, we became heirs of heaven, the promise of God's gift of heaven to each and every one of us. St. Paul tells us very frankly, so that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of Christ. Not difficulties, not problems, even not sinfulness, because we are called into the resurrection of Jesus. And so during this Eucharist, as we approach the altar to receive his body and blood, let's pray for the grace we need. The grace of God's life, the grace of God's love, to truly touch our lives. And as we receive his body and we say, Amen, let it be a moment when we truly open our hearts to say, I believe you are risen from the dead. And we take his risen body into our bodies. Let's pray for that grace.